Hello, and welcome to Transformation with Anne Moriah, where we navigate the journey to designing and a fulfilling life and business. I'm Anne Moriah. Today, I want to respond to a question I was recently asked, and I think it's one that many of us face at some point in our journey. And this was the question: what's the difference between self-employment and entrepreneurship? And why do you advocate for entrepreneurship? Now, I love this question because it's not about one being better than the other. It's really about understanding where you are on your own unique journey and what you're ultimately building toward. Here's how I responded, and I really want to just share this with you too. I'd start by saying, it's not an either or. You can actually do both, but at different stages. Life generally, my view of life is that it's a journey. And so sometimes self-employment is the next necessary step, especially when you're transitioning out of corporate life or testing the waters with your skills and ideas. When we talk about self-employment, it generally is about being that solopreneur where you're owning your own time, you're delivering a service, you're working directly with your clients, you're in control, but the business usually relies on you to function. If you take time off, the income might pause too. And that's perfectly okay in the early stages. In fact, many entrepreneurs start here. But over time, as you grow in self-awareness, as you gain more clarity about the value you bring and the solutions that you're graced to offer, you might begin to sense there's something more. And I find that it's always important to actually begin even this journey into self-employment with the end in mind. So, what am I talking about? I'm talking about entrepreneurship. So, entrepreneurship is about building systems, creating a business that doesn't require you to be there every minute of the day. It's about designing something that can grow beyond you, something that can serve more people, create more impact, and eventually operate with or without your direct involvement. It's not just about doing the work, it's actually about building an asset. And this is why I advocate for entrepreneurship, not just self-employment, because I want you to build with the end in mind. I want you to design something that supports your desired lifestyle, something that allows you to build meaningful relationship, that allows you to be discovering more about yourself, helps you implement your values and build your legacy. So wherever you are on your journey, whether you're just stepping out into self-employment or already thinking about being an entrepreneur, take a moment to reflect. What is it that you're building toward? What kind of life and business do you want to create? Because it's not either or again. Your lifestyle is important, just as your business is important, and they can work together. If you are intentional to create both of them that way, and how do you begin to shift your thinking from simply doing the work to designing something that works for you? So, thank you for tuning in today. And if this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts or your experience moving from self-employment to entrepreneurship. And so, I'd like to just ask you to connect with me on LinkedIn and share any feedback you might have, or even other questions you may have that we could respond to. And so until next time, keep building boldly and with great, great intention.